Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, fans in the pro. Again, the investigation into that deadly terror attack on Bourbon Street continues. The FBI received more than 400 tips. They still need your help if you encountered him, Shamsuddin Jabbar, anywhere, or if you know him in any way. The FBI wants to just talk to you. So please call 1-800-CALL-FBI, 1-800-CALL-FBI. I will say that as we're in the studio, they've brought in somebody, some young whippersnapper, to fix the television so Deuce and I can have some TV on. We couldn't work any televisions with any remotes in any capacity last week for the show. And
2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. What was last week?
I was in California. Yeah. So Mike, when we come in and we see the TVs are on, you know, they got the Duke Mayo.
No, that's the first responders.
First responder. I thought that was the Duke Mayo Bowl, but when I see that game on, and you know, right now I think Texas State is down. Yes, 14-6. Well, Texas State is up.
Yeah, against North Texas, and I need Texas to win. It's a big one for me.
In my pool. Okay. I was about to say you like 6-6 versus 7-5. That was another story. But one of the first things, not just that the TVs were on, I'm like, Mike, look, they got the channels and the names. and they were like, those two old guys, they don't even know how to work a remote control. So they wanted us to feel better that not only did they put the name on it, they put the actual channel
right in case it gets knocked out. Here's what you do. Well, they need to get rid of about 10 remotes in here.
Make one universal remote.
There you go.
Hit twice. Hit once. Nah, that may be too much when you hit twice and once. And just give me keep it simple.
Let's keep it simple. That's right, baby. Kiss. We want to thank everyone for listening on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line. That's 504-260-1870. Give us a call. Let's join now Philip in Natchez. Philip, welcome to Fans in the Pro. You're on with Mike and Deuce.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir.
All right. Deuce, I want to give you props. Last Sunday, the Saints game on that trick play, the pass back to Allen, a touchdown. You call that trick play, right?
Philip, there's an old saying that a broken clock is right twice a day. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Deuce, I was listening. You know, I had my headphones on, and I said, "Well, Deuce called." I told my friend, "Man, Deuce called this play."
Nostradamus, that's what we call him. He's just being humble. He does it all the time.
That was right on, you know.
Yeah, no, Philip, you sometimes get a feel, and it's just like coaching. It's just like even from playing, once you've seen it and you've been in that moment, you kind of just get a feel for it, and I don't want to say you see stuff, but you see stuff. You see it.
Right.
The moment is right for it, and the opportunity works. And so, you know, sometimes just based off of formations, based off of tendencies from other teams, from players, all of that goes into it, and, you know, it just works out.
And Deuce, again, like you say, I have my headphones on, even in the dome, listening to you. And this ain't the first time, like you said. You predicted, like you said, I guess, you know, based upon the formation and, like you said, tendencies. But it was just, like I say, it just brought a smile on my face when you said that and they called it. I looked at my friend and I said, "Man, Deuce called that play." but you great at that. I mean, I give you your props, man.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Philip. It's just, I guess I've been tremendously blessed. I'll put it that way.
That's awesome. And I can't remember. You said we stole the play. Who's playing with Tiki Barber?
Tiki Barber.
Yeah.
Tiki Barber. We ran this play back. I mean, that play goes back to where I first saw it. It's probably been around since Bobby was playing. That's how far.
What's the name? What's it called?
Different coaches. Yeah. You know, different coaches have different names for it or how they wanna label it. I mean, and that's the thing on getting everybody on the same page. Each team probably, and here's where it gets interesting. Let's just take the hottest OC out right now, Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson probably has 4 to 5 trick plays per week that he carries. One, you do it because you want it to be successful. that's the first and foremost.
Please put that at the top.
Yeah, you want it to be successful. But the other reason that you put some stuff in there, I want to keep my guys engaged. How can I keep my guys engaged? How can I keep it fun for them to where they know that if we get in this area, if we get here, we're going to run this. We're going to run tackle over. We're going to run tackle over. What's tackle over? All right, we're going to run tackle over. It'll be where my right tackle is. Normally, instead of him lining up at right tackle, he's going to line up at left tackle. And then when we do that, we're going to send another offensive lineman in, and now the guy that's normally blocking, let's just say for us, Trevor Penning, he would line up at left tackle, but now we're going to send another offensive lineman in, my mind is going blank here. I can see the number, but
Ugo? Ugo?
Well, we can send Ugo in. Ugo is going to come in as the extra tight end. It's right. Landon Young. Landon Young comes in as the extra tight end. Now Landon Young is not going to say he's eligible. Landon is going to be ineligible. The eligible guy is going to be Trevor Penning. You're doing all of this to not necessarily to trick the defense, but to see if the defense is paying attention. So now I've went tackle over. Trevor Penning is going to line up on the left side where he's traditionally the right side. He's going to be off the ball. Trevor Penning, I want you to block down just like you're blocking the defensive end, and then you're going to leak out into the flat, and we're going to throw you the football. You're like, wait, I get to catch the ball? Yes, you've done an outstanding job at blocking, and you can't drop the ball. You've got to catch it. You're going to be eligible, so you've got to line up the right way, and you've got to be able to do this. We've got to still do this in 30 seconds or less, you know, 45 seconds, but really 30 seconds or less, because the defense, they're going to see it. First of all, they're going to see, oh, well, they've got an extra lineman in, but they didn't call him eligible. So where is he going to line up? Now I have a tackle over, so now the eyes of the defender should – perk up fast as all get out. But if you sell it, then it's a little bit different. Well, the only way you can really sell it, you have to have success running the football.
Ah,
if you're not running the football,
you buried the lead.
All of that is for naught. Because all you're doing is giving it away. Hey, I got to tackle over, but we hadn't ran the football really well. So now that my starting right tackle is at the left tackle position or left really tight end in the wing, you're going to know he's over there for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I do pay a little attention on defense, and so it's all kinds of tricks and different plays and different things that you can do, and I enjoy it, though. I mean, like I said, I've been tremendously blessed to be around some really, really good teachers and just to be able to see it and, you know, hopefully tell it, and when it happens, it's great.
It is. I hope you get to do it a lot on Sunday as well.